You are going to hear somebody giving an introductory talk about a course of lessons at a summer school. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 2.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to Trinity College. It's good to see so many new faces here today, although I'm sure most of you are feeling a little lost at the moment. I'm here to give you plenty of information about the college generally and about the course, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions at the end. At this campus, we teach English, literature, history, archaeology, art history, and music. For you, the history students, most of your seminars will be held from 9 to 12:30 in rooms 201 and 95. There is always a coffee break at 10:30 for 20 minutes, though. Many of your lecturers teach here at the college all year round, although we have some very talented visiting lecturers who will just be here for the 8-week course that you are following. In the afternoons, there will be many field trips, which will include castles, museums, and stately homes. The highlight of this is always the trip to the British Museum on Saturday, the 5th of July. This museum is particularly famous for the Parthenon marbles and the Egyptian mummies, which are an important part of our course and so must be seen. The canteen is open daily from 12 to 2:30 p.m. and again from 5 to 8 p.m., although on Fridays it closes at 7 p.m. There are also recreational facilities in the leisure centre. These are available every day and are all free with the exception of the aerobic classes. I recommend that you take advantage of the excellent sports facilities here, particularly the Olympic-sized swimming pool. If any of you have any problems with your accommodation, which I think is highly unlikely, you can find the accommodation officer in room 16 in Western House. Her name is Mrs. Grosvenor, and she will be pleased to help you. Now, if there are any questions, now's the time to ask them.
You will hear the piece again.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to Trinity College. It's good to see so many new faces here today, although I'm sure most of you are feeling a little lost at the moment. I'm here to give you plenty of information about the college generally and about the course, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions at the end. At this campus, we teach English, literature, history, archaeology, art history, and music. For you, the history students, most of your seminars will be held from 9 to 12:30 in rooms 201 and 95. There is always a coffee break at 10:30 for 20 minutes, though. Many of your lecturers teach here at the college all year round, although we have some very talented visiting lecturers who will just be here for the 8-week course that you are following. In the afternoons, there will be many field trips, which will include castles, museums, and stately homes. The highlight of this is always the trip to the British Museum on Saturday, the 5th of July. This museum is particularly famous for the Parthenon marbles and the Egyptian mummies, which are an important part of our course and so must be seen. The canteen is open daily from 12 to 2:30 p.m. and again from 5 to 8 p.m. although on Fridays it closes at 7 p.m. There are also recreational facilities in the leisure centre. These are available every day and are all free with the exception of the aerobic classes. I recommend that you take advantage of the excellent sports facilities here, particularly the Olympic-sized swimming pool. If any of you have any problems with your accommodation, which I think is highly unlikely, you can find the accommodation officer in room 16 in Western House. Her name is Mrs. Grosvenor, and she will be pleased to help you. Now, if there are any questions, now's the time to ask them.
That is the end of part 2.